Estevan. Estevan City Council received updates on water quality and the wastewater treatment plant during the March 11 meeting. Shane Buxus, the city's water division manager, tabled a couple of annual documents. The first was the water quality report. Buxus described 2023 as a pretty average year. The city encountered a taste and odor issue, so it ran water through a pipeline to flush out any stagnant water. The water in the city has also become increasingly hard since the city shifted its primary water source from Boundary Dam to Rafferty Reservoir, Buxus said. Count. Lindsay Clark asked about water consumption. If it's a wetter spring, he finds people water their lawns more. If it's a dry spring, people reduce watering their lawns. But overall, he said the numbers were consistent with previous years. As for the wastewater plant annual report, Buxus said the main focus has been on getting a pilot project on subsurface wetlands up and running. Since the wastewater treatment plant opened in 1996, its effluent has been used as boiler feed water at the Shan Power Station. But with Shan's uncertain future, the city has been exploring other options for the effluent. Buxus said the city has received a grant from the Federation of Canadian Municipalities and the money should be coming in soon. We do have the pilot project built. It was completed over the winter, and I need to water test it, said Buxus. The quality of the water in the city's water tower has been better since the upgrades to the structure were completed, he said. A new leave of absence policy for council members was tabled for a second time. The policy was brought forward earlier this year but was held off over concerns about whether leave should be paid. Similar concerns forced it to be shelved for a second time. Count. Shelley Viroba previously voiced concern that a member of council would continue to receive their salary during an authorized absence. I don't believe somebody that's on city council that takes an authorized leave of absence should be paid their salary. The per diem or the money that we're paid on a monthly basis is basically because we're there for the people. This is not a job, in my opinion. We're a part-time position. She believes the leave should be on a case-by-case basis where pay is determined by the council of the day. If you're doing 50% of your duties, then I think you're entitled to 50% of your pay. If you're doing 0% of your duties, then I don't think the pay should come, she said. With the exception of this issue, Viroba said it is a great policy. Count. Kirsten Walliser said she has received a lot of questions about why the city needs such a document now. She said it allows for choice, it places value on different reasons, and it allows flexibility because situations are different. The purpose of the policy is for maternity, adoption and medical leaves for council members. It also offers supports to council members during that time away to ensure the public continues to be represented. Count. Rebecca Ford said it's difficult to quantify how much work a council member puts in. A member might not be able to attend meetings, but they would likely still respond to calls and emails. The city will purchase a corporate table for Creighton Lodge's Comedy and Music Night on April 20 at the Power Dodge Curling Center. Cocktails will be served at 6 p.m. and supper is at 7 p.m. Joel Jeffery will be the comedian, and Justin Labrash and Carissa Hoffart will supply live music. The event is the biggest annual fundraiser for the Creighton Lodge Trust Committee. Four building permits worth $2.285 were issued in February. Three were miscellaneous permits worth $2.22 million, and one was a $65,000 garage permit.